Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
Greetings, good sentries, to a special feature of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM. This week is Kazoo Fest here in Guelph from April 10th to the 14th. Yeah, starting this Wednesday. It's come by real fast, and it's going to be a fun time with all the amazing musical and multimedia and art stuff that's going to be converging on the Royal City very soon. In this session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, as I did last year around this time, I'm dedicating the show as a Kazoo Fest session, playing art music by Kazoo artists that will be coming into Guelph and playing around downtown venues. And also, kind of different structurally for the show, we are going to have our musical guest in, a Kazoo band, which you can kind of hear in the background, Stand Partners. They're going to be playing, but they're going to be playing at 3:30 instead of the usual musical acts that we have on the show at 4. So tune in, or stay tuned for 3:30 to hear Stand Partners. And they'll also be live streaming on YouTube with some green screen magic. So I have a lot lined up for music in this first half hour and then this last half hour of the show. So let's get into it. So we first heard Thania Eyre with Bridges off of her 2007, I guess it would be called a remix kind of album, called Do You Dream Mixtape. She's going to be she's from Montreal. She's coming through to perform at Kazoo, co-presented with Guelph Jazz Festival this Friday at 9 p.m. at 10C Shared Space. I just listened to her stuff, and it's very... The way she explained her music is, I think it's called sogmentation. So it's an experimentation and song craft and an augmentation of both, I believe. Yeah, so coming up next, another artist that I'm just got into and like her stuff is Jennifer Castle, one of the main headliners, I believe. And she's going to be playing... Sorry for being a little bit disorganized. Where is she? In the program booklet for Kazoo. It's very nicely done. She's going to play on the Thursday, April 11th, at 10 p.m. at Mitchell Hall, which is in St. George's Church. Advance tickets are $15 and $20 at the door. Physically accessible location. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. There we go. Mitchell Hall, St. George's Church. Oh, no, the same thing. All the same information there. Entering this triple audible observation set, let's listen to Jennifer Castle off of her most recent 2018 album, Angels of Death, off Idéfix Records. Here's Crying Shame. It's a shame. It's a shame when I cry myself to sleep.
game that I thought I could win. And it's a shame that I'm starting again. It's just a crying shame. It's just a crying shame.
they seem a little odd. They're not inspired, they don't know who he was. I'll admit that I didn't give a shit until you. Takes one to start a revolution. Break the third wall down, a dance intrusion. It only takes one to get the floor moving. But
another.
That was the Queer Songbook Orchestra with their amazing, beautiful rendition of Last of His Kind, originally written by Reg Vermeu and James Burton of Light Fires, arranged by Andrew Donning, off of their 2018 album Anthems and Icons. Another big headliner for Kazoo Fest this year from April 10th to 14th. They will be playing on the Saturday, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Royal City Church, co-presented by Guelph Pride and the CSA. We also heard Eves Jarvis with his song Curtain of Rain off his brand new album, The Same But By Different Means, off Flemish Eye Records. He will be playing at the end. Here we go. Also on the Saturday at 11:30 p.m. at 10C Shared Space, co-presented by Exclaim Magazine. Both Royal City Church for the Queer Songbook Orchestra and Eves Jarvis at 10C Shared Space are both physically accessible. We're almost at the half hour where we will be listening to and talking with Stan Partners, Guelph local string duo. So leading into that, we're going to be playing string player, actually, Luna Lee. She's now more known for her guitar work with her music, but she did get classical training with violin. So off of her Opal Angel EP from 2017, one of the last track off that EP, Ghosting, she plays some violin for that. So leading up to our audience in the observational tower, here's Luna Lee with Ghosting.
Bye. but you said it's time to say goodnight.
Hi guys, it's JS from Micro Panic, the Montreal-based indie electronica rock outfit, and you're listening to SMK,
La Sentinelle du Merveilleux Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU FM in Guelph, Ontario. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.
For your own pleasure, a well-hidden treasure, Pizza Trocadero. We serve delicious gourmet pizza with daily made dough, homemade sauce, and fresh toppings cut by hand. Ask us for our 2-1 special. Pizza Trocadero, open weekdays till 9, weekends until 10. Located at 7 Municipal, north of College in Edinburgh. Proud to be an independent family-owned business. Call 519-829-2444 or visit trocadero.ca.
Greetings. I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and currently live streaming on CFRU's YouTube channel. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, a strung anomaly, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome, my good sentries, to an audience in the Observational Tower, the music interview series we have through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM. In our last audience, we had the great electroacoustic guitar prog ambienter, Mark Wiley. Today, we are skewed to gaze our focus upon a Guelph electroacoustic chamber core string duo who will be playing during Kazoo Fest this year, playing this coming Saturday, April 13th at the Red Brick Cafe at 2 p.m. I welcome Stand Partners. Welcome to the SMK, guys.
Thanks so much for having us, Nicholas.
How are you feeling today?
We're feeling great.
Pretty good, yeah.
Good, yeah. It's a good day. How about you?
Actually a little stressed out a bit, but no, I'm. It's once I get into the zone of the in the studio, get everything organized, I get calm.
Yeah, we're actually stressed too. We lied. We're going to play our cool, but since you were honest, we're going to be honest.
Yes, we're all honest here.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourselves and the instruments you will be playing for us?
Yeah, so we are Stand Partners. My name's Charity Cruz, and I play violin.
My name is Isaiah Farabash. I play the cello. It's a 5-string cello, so it goes a little lower than the average cello.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that when you were setting up. Only noticed that it's a black cello, and you said it was made out of fiber.
Yes, so it's a very unique cello.
Yeah.
I love it quite a bit.
Does that give it a different sound than a normal cello?
Yes, it's subtle, but it projects a lot more, and it's got a slight difference in tone.
Mm-hmm. Nice, okay. Why don't we start at the beginning and how you two met each other?
Yeah, so we actually met each other on the famous dating app Tinder a couple summers ago. And yeah, we got to chatting, found out we had similar hobbies and interests, that one of them being we were both string players. And yeah, actually at the time, Isaiah was hosting with Strings, CFRU show here.
And oh, excellent.
Yeah, we got to talking about some music, and he was doing a hip-hop jazz string special, which was fun, and then was asking for music recommendations, and I threw one in there by my favorite Miguel Atwood Ferguson and told me later that it was the only good music recommendation he got.
On Tinder. Only good music recommendation. So after that, I fell in love. Played it on the show. Was hoping Charity was listening.
Yeah.
Actually, I've started just using Tinder myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's a time.
Yeah. So that's how Stand Partners came to be then. When did you two set up the project?
So yeah, we were jamming and stuff for quite a bit. We didn't have any official band. We played in various groups, just kind of one-off gigs here and there. Mm-hmm. But I guess we officially formed, it was this fall. So we have a friend, Sarah Shasavari in Peterborough, and she does a lot of wonderful work promoting different kinds of music, more experimental music, focusing on kind of POC artists and marginalized folks. And she has this festival she does every year called Borderless Music Festival. So she asked if I could play something this fall, and I was like, I want to do something with Charity. So we signed up together. We had no idea what we were playing, and we're like, we got a couple months to write some tunes and play it. And then we became Stand Partners.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that name come from, Stand Partners?
It's this term in orchestra, basically. So each seat has two people and they share a stand, and the person beside you is your stand partner. Mm. And yeah, so both of us actually have gone through orchestral adventures. But yeah, it's cool because like in orchestra, it's usually a little restrictive. So with your stand partner, it's usually someone playing the same instrument as you. So like there's sections of like violins and then cellos, violas, etc. So we're doing something a little unconventional by being stand partners with different instruments.
Scandalous.
Oh, this controversy.
Yeah. yeah.
And yeah, I see right now you do have a stand in front of you guys.
We do.
Yes, we do in fact share a stand.
So you did mention you guys might have a bit of experience with orchestral mm-hmm. music. Are you musically trained or with your chosen instruments?
Yeah. we've both taken lessons in various genres. I guess you've done mainly classical. I started with classical and then went to jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to the University of Guelph here, or did you go like into like private training?
Yeah, I did a private training, and I'm from BC actually, so I came to Guelph for school, not for music. But yeah, you, Isaiah.
Yeah, I took private lessons as well. Actually, with the local cellist Matt Brubeck, he is phenomenal. He's definitely taught me a lot of what I know and play to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I took private lessons with him back in high school, I think beginning of first year. But my university life, I have an alter ego as a math nerd. So that's what I do on campus.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So based on your group and by your radio show here at CFRU, you must have a real affinity and love for string instruments. What attracts you guys to your string instruments?
I mean, for me personally, I've been drawn to stringed instruments since I was a little child. It was just something that sounded so beautiful. Like I heard it first thing on TV and I was like, yes. And then growing up, if I hear like a pop song with the strings, I'd be like, yeah, that's the best song ever, but not necessarily the best song, just had strings in it. But
I think when I wanted to play the cello was when I was, I think about four. I was with my family in the library. We were living in Halifax at that time, and there was like a chamber group playing to like get kids interested in orchestra. And I had a really low voice as a baby. My voice actually has gone up since I've aged. So I went to my mom and I was like, I want to play cello because it's deep. And that's what made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of a affinity for bass instruments myself. Sorry, Charity.
Oh. It's okay, me too.
I play bass clarinet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but I do like the low strings as well.
Mm-hmm.
So being a string duo. What makes your music as stand partners unique toward against like other groups of the same combination?
I'd say we're pretty standard. Play just classic string duo music, nothing special.
Yeah, but
find us at your library.
No, first things first, like, yeah, violin and cello duo is very not unconventional, but like it's usually more violin, cello, plus other things. And yeah, for us, it's like us two.
Plus a computer.
Plus a computer, so yeah. That makes us unique.
I was going to say that, like, you have a bunch more electronics and effects than I originally thought you were going to bring in.
Yeah, we've been going nuts with the electronics.
These are band members.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you go through the setup that you have currently?
Yeah. So we have a computer, and it's got Ableton running. And basically, we've got an audio interface that we plug our instruments into, and that feeds into the computer. And then it goes through Ableton, and we can process it through Ableton and loop. And then at the same time, we have a foot pedal that's connected to Ableton, and we use the foot pedal to like trigger loops or different samples we have preloaded. And then on top of all that, we've got MIDI controller keyboard. It's just a mini one with a drum pad, and we use that for playing like synth lines, or if you want to play samples that aren't already loaded on, do like improvisatory stuff, and also do live beats on that. So it's kind of how we figured it out for now. Yeah. And we got a couple effects pedals that we also go through.
Pedals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've also started the journey into effect pedals for my bass clarinet.
Oh, sweet.
It's a scary world. It's a rabbit hole. You just keep going.
Yeah, it's so many, many of that you need to experiment with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's actually, I guess that's also a part of what you're doing with all the effects and running through your program and stuff. Looking through experimental means, like what kinds of advantages, I guess, do you try and experiment in?
Good question.
I feel like a lot of it is just like organic synthesis of things we like and things we're feeling when we write songs. I don't know if we like intentionally are like, we're gonna make an experimental song.
Yeah, it is usually, it comes internally. I don't know, like, if it's, sometimes there are like external influences, like say we heard a little bit in like a video game and expanded from the video game music, but it's usually like, oh, this sounds really fun, and then somehow incorporate it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, speaking of kind of video game music, I just recently found out, or actually, let's actually go back to last summer, which we kind of met in passing at Hillside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my first time there, and nervous and stuff being at, it was my first outdoor festival, music festival. But then just recently when we, I don't know if you guys told me, or maybe I just found out myself, that you have your CFRU show here with strings. Why don't you go and explain what your show is?
Yeah, so we do modern jazz with bowed stringed instruments, explore all of those.
Yeah, it was... We thought that we'd run out of songs really fast, but we didn't, so
we're still going.
Not running out of songs yet.
Yeah. It's here at the station every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I've been listening a few times now in the archives, and I'm really liking it a lot.
Oh.
Kind of like what, like, it's a different facet of what I do for the SMK, looking at like different... for me it's proggy stuff, but that's like lots of interpretations with that definition.
Right.
So I think a lot of your stuff, or I guess I pander more to jazz fusion, but yeah, I like what you guys play on the show.
Oh, thanks.
Yay, so glad to hear.
Maybe why don't we go into your first song that you have for us?
Sure.
And you can explain what the song's about and all that good stuff.
Sure. So I guess I'll introduce it. It's called Array, but we're very witty and put one of the R's in brackets.
So yeah, what's the reason for that?
So it's a double meaning song title. So it's kind of this conflict between array, as one word, which is kind of just like an ordered arrangement, this structure.
Like a display of stuff.
Yeah. And I guess the one of the stories the song tells is kind of a conflict between a dominant culture and trying to assimilate into that, but also fighting against it and trying to express yourself as an individual. So the array part is that structure, and for most of the tune I'm playing a very structured rhythmic line, and Charity's playing a line that, or different passages, and improvising in ways that are breaking away from that. And when Charity breaks away from that, in a sense, it's array in a two-word sense, array of sun, and how a ray of sun can, you know, shine through structures and refract and make all these beautiful patterns that don't necessarily conform to what it's going through. So there's kind of this double meaning, and at times we groove with the structure, at times we fight it. So it's this internal conflict of, you know, how do you express yourself? And do you really want to reject everything, or is there a way to kind of find a middle ground? So yeah, that's kind of ideas we explore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really deep there.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that actually.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Yeah. So why don't you guys? I'll leave it up to you now.
Great
song.
Mm-hmm. Masks on.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, here is Stan Partners with their work Array, live streaming here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, on CFRU.ca, as well as on CFRU's YouTube channel. Yes, Stan Partners.